Hello and welcome back to the Regan Van Roy Tax Podcast, where we make the world of tax a bit clearer, a little less daunting, and dare I say, a tad more enjoyable. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something crucial for every taxpayer: the recent changes in the penalty framework by the South African Revenue Service. Yes, I know, talking about penalties might not sound like a thrilling topic, but trust me, understanding these changes can make a big difference in how you manage your taxes. So, here's the scoop. The Tax Administration Laws Amendment Act, passed on 31st March 2026, has brought some significant amendments to sections 222 and 223 of the Tax Administration Act. These changes are more than just words on a page. They're fundamentally restructuring how penalty inquiries are handled and reducing defences available to taxpayers. Let's break it down. Imagine you're filing your taxes and deciding on a tax position. In the past, if you made a genuine mistake, known as a bona fide inadvertent error, you could potentially dodge penalty charges. But as of 1st April 2026, this defence has been narrowed significantly. It's no longer a get-out-of-jail-free card for all tax behaviours. Now it's limited to what's called substantial understatement. And even then, it acts more like a plea for mercy rather than a full-on shield. So, what does this mean practically? Before, you could claim an inadvertent error up front and sidestep the penalty altogether. Now, if your tax filing includes mistakes tied to conduct like negligence or intentional tax evasion, that defence won't fly. You need to meet specific criteria first, and then see if you can use that defence during the penalty remission stage. Let's talk about what's at the heart of these changes: taxpayer behaviour. SARS has now made it a requirement that any penalties are closely tied to certain behaviour categories. Think of it like five levels of error: substantial understatement, lack of reasonable care, no reasonable grounds for the tax position, gross negligence, and of course, intentional tax evasion. But what if your tax position does involve a substantial understatement? Well, this doesn't necessarily imply negligence. It's more about the numbers involved, like when tax prejudice exceeds particular thresholds. There are still two pathways to potentially have a penalty remitted in these cases: through that narrowed inadvertent error defence, or by having solid, independent confirmation of your tax position. This is where having your ducks in a row becomes critical. You'll want a rock-solid opinion from a registered tax practitioner who's looked over everything. And here's the kicker: you need it before you file your return. Think of it as arming yourself with a shield before the IRS comes a knocking during any future audits. There's a clear takeaway here. The amendments tighten the noose on defences that were previously more lenient, pushing taxpayers to ensure they are more proactive and meticulous with their filings. It's no longer just about good intentions. It's about documented, supported, and timely actions. By paving the road for a more behaviour-focused regime, these changes urge tax filers to not just comply, but to strategically manage their risk exposure. Need help navigating these complexities? Don't sweat it. Our team is here to support you, whether it's reassessing your tax strategies, ensuring your documentation is bulletproof, or aligning you with an independent practitioner's opinion. Reach out if you're feeling overwhelmed. We're always here to help make sense of it all. That's it for today's episode. It's been a pleasure sharing this taxing insight with you. Until next time on the Regan Van Roy Tax Podcast, take care and happy filing.